Do you have anything to say before we leap into the next Emerald Tablet?
Well, I'll just go with the title of this next Emerald Tablet. It's a very interesting degree of corundum that we're going to play with tonight.
Corundum meaning emerald. The key to above and below.
There you go. You sorted this all up until now to the place of getting into the gist of what the tablets are actually trying to purvey. And you got the rules last night. Now you're coming into the new place of figuring out, sorting out the above and below parts.
The above and below is the most famous aphorism from the Emerald Tablets. As above, so below. That's what I used to think was the only thing that came out of the tablet.
Exactly.
Hear ye and list ye, O children of Khem, K-H-E-M, to the words that I give that shall bring ye to the light. Ye know, O men, that I knew your fathers, i.e. your fathers in a time long ago. Deathless have I been through all the ages, living among ye since your knowledge began.
What is that inferring? There's no time, remember, because we've already worked that out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a cohesive experience all the way through. Let's say in the old times, they did something that affected the new times or the future times. It was not in their wanting or addressing, so they had the ability to go back in time to make those little smooth suggestions. Mm-hmm. Plant some more archives to be found. Plant some more. We can't wait until they find an airplane in one of the pharaoh's pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
They've already found light bulbs now, so why not? Seems right to me.
Let's say in the old times they did something effective. Where is that other than I knew your fathers in a time long ago? Is that the reference to past-future interface?
Yes.
Okay.
Leading ye upward to the light of the great soul, have I ever striven, drawing ye from out of the darkness of night.
Now, great soul is a new term.
It's a capital G, capital S.
And that's that evolved trinity we discussed last night.
So how many words do we have for that? We have dweller.
Yeah, capital D, dweller, then all dweller. Then you have new soul.
And great soul.
And great soul.
That was dweller, all letters capitalized.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only one, not capital D, small letters.
Well, that's a different expression. That's almost there.
Leading ye upward to the light of the great soul, have I ever striven, drawing ye from out of the darkness of night. Know ye, O people amongst whom I walk, that I thought have all of the knowledge and all of the wisdom known to man since the ancient days. Keeper have I been of the secrets of the great race, holder of the key that leads into life. Bringer up have I been to ye, O my children, even from the darkness of the Ancient of Days.
The Ancient of Days. Bob, that's another inference of that same thing we're talking about. It's been a whole flow all the way through. You see, the tablets were written in the future. They were placed in the past, and now they're catching up to now.
What's it got to do with the Ancient of Days?
That was from the Ancient of Days of knowing that timeless is ancient. Ancient of Days means it's all one run.
That's the wire risk?
Yes, the two risks attached together doing your infinity.
The past is catching up to now, and this is the now, 2009. This now. Yeah. Or he means there now that he's addressing.
There is no there now. There's only now now.
Oh, catching up to the now.
Now. Oh, wait, it's past now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's past now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're almost there now. Oh, no. Okay. Now it's fun.
Yeah. For you.
Did you say now it's fun?
No, that was fun.
Oh, this is now it's fun. Now we're fun. No, that was then. No, it's not fun. It's fun now. No, that was then. Oh, okay, now it's fun.
Yeah.
Fine.
Now.
Now.
Okay, now.
Okay, fine. list ye now to the words of my wisdom.
Now.
Now.
List ye now to the words of my wisdom.
List ye now to the message I bring. Hear ye now the words I give thee, and ye shall be raised from the darkness to light. Far in the past, when first I came to thee, found I thee in caves of rocks.
Oh, Bob, that you were asking where it all came from.
Yeah, and how come he knows about Darwinian evolution 35,000 years ago?
35,000.
Oh, 35,000.
Lifted I thee by my power and wisdom until thou didst shine as men among men. I found I thee without any knowing, only little were ye raised beyond beasts, and I ever the spark of thy consciousness until at last ye flamed as men, still small men. Now shall I speak to thee knowledge ancient, beyond the thought of thy race. Know ye that we of the great race had and have knowledge that is more than man's.
Now, what is the great race?
The whole infinity loop of a race. The evolved you.
Does it mean the whole species?
From a future experience that's already become capitaled. Yes.
So it doesn't mean Atlantis, it just means everybody who gets into the...
Well, they wrote these tablets in the hopes that Atlantis would be created.
But it's more than Atlantis.
Absolutely.
And then the Nazis get hold of this and think they're the great race.
And then they run to the USA and make NASA. And then you slip it to the North Koreans. And on and on and on and on and on. And taking all this time just to get you up to your Chinese nanotechnology anyway. Read that last sentence, the one we just did, so it gets cohesive.
Yeah. Now shall I speak to thee, knowledge ancient, beyond the thought of thy race. Know ye that we of the great race had and have knowledge that is more than man's. Wisdom we gained from the starborn races, wisdom and knowledge far beyond man.
Okay, now do you understand what they're giving reference to, the starborn races?
That sounds like the future races.
Well, it is, but those are going on in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out of your gates, do you see? So you can have those different parallels. It's almost like a litmus test of a setting a hypothesis where you can have a control and try it out and see how it's going to go. And then you can see, and if it's a miserable failure, you'll ditch that into another gate when it doesn't matter anyway. Now, that's a dynamic that would have to be thoroughly and fully developed, but it's a perfect time to tap that in as an ideology. It's like setting a litmus or a hypothesis of you're going to test something, you have a control, and then you have the experiment. And if the experiment goes miserably, horribly wrong, rather than having that as the one for the wastebasket, sometimes it's easier if you can travel through the gates just to slip it to another gate where it doesn't matter anyway.
Travel through the gate.
Or send it to a gate.
You said some other things about the gates, that this indicates the gates. I don't know if we
know that that would be a laudable conclusion as far as the ideology. If you have this technology that the Emerald Tablets have described so far.
See, how do you get wisdom we gained from the starborn races, wisdom and knowledge far beyond men? So that means the beings in the other dimensions.
Maybe, maybe, or maybe it's just the collaborative of all those.
And us.
Yes. If you read the tablet, it says only now. Then you're reading the tablet now, it's or right now.
Yeah, so now we're up to speed.
Now.
But what's the litmus test?
The pulling this information of how it all came together to put this all together for the knowing of now.
The word litmus test is throwing us. You're talking about the starborn races going in and out of your gates or the gates.
Well, no, we were just giving... giving a litmus test, of giving a pulse, a tachycardia of anything, knowledge, wisdom, knowing, gaining, increasing, being, that they're trying to give you as they're giving you knowledge that you've not had before now. And so, therefore, that was done in the form of a litmus test, because then when they tried it, it wasn't successful. There's countless books on the Emerald Tablet, but nobody sings its praises these days, do they?
Okay, so they keep testing, and now this test...
Now, mm-hmm. It's working. Now, the time is right. Now, the mass consciousness has been kicked in the head long enough to the point that they're down to the only thing that ever worked anyway, which is the relaxing and allowing and embracing the non-physical part of them, causing the spark that activates their mind.
Well, how do you get all that from these statements we just got?
Well, you've been building it up through all these tablets.
Yeah, like in the past, they tested...
But where is that indicated in these lines?
The knowledge that they're giving to you now.
Okay, let's go up to previous, go way up to previous lines.
Hold on.
Now shall I speak to thee, knowledge ancient beyond the thought of thy race. Know ye that we of the great race had and have knowledge as more than man's. Wisdom we gained from the star-born races, wisdom and knowledge far beyond man. We gained it?
Yeah.
Bring us to now? Okay.
For right now.
Down to us had descended the masters of wisdom as far beyond us as I am from thee. List ye now while I give ye wisdom. Use it and free thou shalt be. Know ye that in the pyramid I builded are the keys that shall show ye the way into life. I.e., draw ye a line from the great image I builded to the apex of the pyramid, built as a gateway. Draw ye another opposite in the same angle and direction. Dig ye and find that which I have hidden. There shall ye find the underground entrance to the secrets hidden before ye were men. Tell ye I now of the mystery of sight bulbs that move in movements that are strange to the finite. For infinite are they beyond knowledge of man.
Do you get the story flow here?
It reviews what we've been doing.
Exactly.
Know ye that there are 9 of the cycles, i.e. 9 above and 14 below.
There you go.
That's new.
That was the levels of lords of 7 and stuff below in the previous.
Well, and now guess what else that is? That's also those different emotions. You know, you go all the way from clinical depression to bliss. Mm-hmm. There's lots. This becomes that sorting.
The sorting?
Sorting, figuring out which those are. Remember, that's what this tablet's about.
Know ye that there are 9 of the cycles, i.e. 9 above and 14 below, moving in harmony to the place of joining that shall exist in the future of time.
That's now.
Mm-hmm. Some would call that the fullness of time.
Know ye that the lords of the cycles are units of consciousness sent from the others to unify this with the all.
Who are the others?
Well, it's a small O.
The others, the ones that have gotten it, and the ones that are getting it. The ones that have been exposed to the flu of the swine, and the ones that got it. That was a little tongue-in-cheek, but it was still pretty sweet.
Highest are they of the consciousness of all the cycles, working in harmony with the law. Know they that in time all will be perfected, having none above and none below, but all one in a perfected infinity, a harmony of all in the oneness of all.
You got your two-wire wisp now, right, Bob? The two-wire wisp.
That's a perfected infinity?
Yes. That already is, but until you come into the knowing place of it, now you're reading a tablet trying to figure it out. This isn't new. This is already. This is. But it's like the QuickTime player. Had it all along, but couldn't find it. It's like the mega upload. Needed it desperately more than life itself, but couldn't get it until we figured out it was already.
Yeah, harmony of all, small a, in the oneness of all, capital A.
Right. I think I know.
Deep beneath the earth's surface in the halls of Amante sit the seven, the lords of the cycles, i.e., and another, the lord from below.
Little L, big L.
Big L.
Big L, the lord.
That's interesting, isn't it? That must be an empowered negative or from the darkness emotion. You see? Because, remember, anger feels better than depression. Well, anger is a below emotion, but it's still way better than clinical depression. You see? So you can imbue that with power. Revenge feels even better than anger. Very good.
Yet, know thee that in infinity there is neither above nor below.
Thank you. Finally. Very good.
But even there is and ever shall be oneness of all when all is complete.
When is that? When is it complete?
Well, it's either now or
never.
Or never.
Very good. You were saving up for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the answer?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is absolutely. Because when do you get it done? Never. When do you get it wrong? Never. There you go.
But it is
it's either right now you can grasp it, or never. Or maybe another now. Oh, wait, now. Oh, wait. Okay, now.
Fine.
Very good.
Often have I stood before the lords of the all. Oft at the fount of their wisdom have drunken and filled both my body and soul with their light. Spake they to me and told me of cycles and the law that gives them the means to exist.
Okay, hold it. Oft have I stood before the lords of the all. Oft at the fount of their wisdom have drunken and filled both my body and soul with their light. Spake they to me and told me of cycles and the law that gives them the means to exist.
They've heard it and 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 heard it. Time and time again, let's go back to Moses. They've seen every miracle work and power from God, the deity that was in their very beingness, and they didn't so much as get across the Sea of Reeds till the next thing you know, they were building a golden calf to worship because they needed an outward expression or an idol to worship because they needed a God. They say time and time again, people being healed, raised from the dead, made whole. They've hit the lottery. They have people who love them. They love people, and yet they come along to a certain place and they go, "I'd hoped for so much more."
They had the manna.
They had the manna. That's exactly correct.
Look at that. Time and time again. Time and then time again.
If you speak English, you just say again.
Did you say if you don't speak English?
No, if you do.
Again.
But sometimes there's always a moose loose, a boot the hoose, so
it's. I spake to me, the Lord of the Nine, saying, O Thoth, great are ye among earth children. But mysteries exist of which ye know not.
Foskin put in his place.
Ye know that ye came from a space-time below this, and know ye shall travel to a space-time beyond. But little ye know of the mysteries within them, little ye know of the wisdom beyond. Know ye that ye as a whole in this consciousness are only a cell in the process of growth.
So the mysteries within them are the rift?
No.
Okay.
You're close. So how is it that it takes J.J. Abrams' fringe to put William Bell in another time-space continuum and make that work and be just like very matter-of-fact? You see, you're limited by those realized thoughts. That's why it's from below.
He tempted by the realized stuff?
No, that just now it comes up that this is normal from your friends, your Walter.
Right.
You see, the thought process has to come from below, because we can't even answer questions that you humans don't ask.
So you're saying we can ask these questions now because of Fringe?
That's just a little example of how can he get there and it'd be the most normal thing in the whole wide world, and everybody goes, aha, isn't that wonderful fun? The same way they did with Star Trek when it's Beam Me Up, Scotty, with Captain James T. Kirk. That became, to speak into your hand, to speak up to the spaceship and back and forth, became very normal, and now you have cellular technology. Because that thought that got thunk came from below. You see, why couldn't they? Just skip that and go right into this telepathic communication.
But where's below? Below is the effects preceding the causes, or below is the future path presented in the past, or is it in lower levels of consciousness?
Yes. All three of those. Mm. Every single one. Because not everybody is asking from the same plane or place.
But below includes all those asking from different places?
Yes, it has to, because that's where they come. You can't ask beyond your thinking. And that gets developed, you see.
The consciousness below thee is ever expanding in different ways from those known to thee, i.e., it, though, in space-time below thee, is ever-growing in ways that are different from those that were part of the ways of thine own.
See, that's just exactly what was said. You are where you are, and that's okay. But you're in different places from your asking, and you start from there. So it actually cleared it up for you.
For know that it grows as a result of thy growth, but not in the same way that thou didst grow. The growth that thou had and have in the present have brought into being a cause and effect. No consciousness follows the path of those before it.
Else all would be reincarnation in vain.
Each consciousness in the cycle it exists in follows its own path to the ultimate goal. Each plays its part in the plan of the cosmos. Each plays its part in the ultimate end. The farther the cycle, the greater its knowledge and ability to blend the law of the whole. Know ye that ye in the cycles below us are working the minor parts of the law, while we of the cycle that extends to infinity take of the striving and build greater law. Each has his own part to play in the cycles. Each has his work to complete in his way. The cycle below thee is yet not below thee, but only formed for a need that exists. For know ye that the fountain of wisdom that sends forth the cycles is eternally seeking new powers to gain.
Need for more.
They have to be where they are and ready for more.
Ye know that knowledge is gained only by practice, and wisdom comes forth only from knowledge, and thus are the cycles created by law. Means are they for the gaining of knowledge, for the plane of law that is the source of the all. The cycle below is not truly below, but only different in space and in time.
Very good. You see, you are where you are.
The consciousness there is working and testing lesser things than those ye are.
Okay, where is the consciousness there? In below?
The cycle below is not truly below, but only different in space and in
so
time.
So there is just anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Where you are. There is where you are. There.
Yeah.
The consciousness there is working and testing lesser things than those ye are. And know, just as ye are working on greater, so above ye are those who are also working as ye are on yet other laws. The difference that exists between the cycles is only an ability to work with the law. We who have been in cycles beyond thee are those who first came forth from the source and have in the passage through time-space gained ability to use laws of the greater that are far beyond the conception of man.
So far.
So laws of the greater, it's just the expansion of the laws as
the
we...
The Trinity.
That's the Trinity again?
Yes. But as you arrive, then it's no big deal.
Nothing there is that is really below thee, but only a different operation of law.
Got that?
Well, there's different cycles of reality.
And where you are in that plane would have the whole causal effect of whether that was wrong or whether that was right or whether that was okay or whether that
whether you're
people don't commit, blow their brains out and commit suicide because their girlfriend misunderstood what they said. Well, but then some people go out and kill their girlfriend because she didn't mean what she expressed and he didn't understand. Well, one is kind of a criminal offense according to law, and the other one is just silly.
All consciousness is the same, Carol. So if you look at our neighbors, they don't talk to Ion. We do, but we have the same consciousness in general, but not the particular or something consciousness. We all have the non-physical, I guess you could say that.
Yes, some resonate and some don't. There you go.
Look thee above or look thee below, the same shall ye find. Yeah. For all is but part of the oneness that is at the source of the law.
That's non-physical. Is that the guff, the oneness that source of the law, or just non-physical?
It's non-physical that's in physical. Whether or not it's connected has nothing to do with it, see? Because you still have a soul, even if you don't embrace it.
The consciousness below thee is part thine own, as we are part of thine. That's non-physical, yeah.
In and out and in, yes.
Ye as a child had not the knowledge that came to ye when ye became a man. Compare ye the cycles to man in his journey from birth unto death, and see in the cycle below thee the child with the knowledge he has, and see yourself as the child grown older, advancing in knowledge as time passes on. See ye, we also, the child grown to manhood with the knowledge and wisdom that came with the years. So also, O Thoth, are the cycles of consciousness, children in different stages of growth, yet all from the one source, the wisdom, and all to the wisdom returning again.
And this is all after they've been talking about this little man, the big man, the lower realms, the upper realms are now saying, no, there's a level of unity.
They're saying knowledge increases wisdom in man, but doesn't say that it makes them, you actually have to forget when you came from source, and as a child, as a baby, or as the scriptures say, and a little child shall lead them, it's because you have to forget who you were to be able to get to that knowledge of wisdom to where you are. But it's that process. An easier way to say the whole thing is you'd be so much easier or better or not so confounded if you could take the end of your life, your last breath, and go back to your birth. That would be much more logical progression.
And why is that?
Because then you know the creation, and it is, and you just go backward from there.
You could just be one-ing.
You could be one-ing. That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. No, you'd be three, and you just sort of be one-ing things to fine-tune it.
From one-ing to winning.
Right.
One-ing means you already won, W-O-N.
So you are three, and you just won the details.
Still a W-O-N. You won the details.
Yes.
W-O-N count for one.
Yes. But it's not much fun if you always know the score and you know who won. Not very exciting of a game, is it?
So you hope for more.
Right. So this way you get the suspense of not knowing who's going to win.
Number one.
Very good.
Cease then he from speaking. sacrifice that comes to the Lord. Then again spake he unto me, saying, I, O Thoth,
long have we sat in Amenti,
guarding the flame of life in the halls, yet know we are still part of our cycles, with our vision reaching unto them and beyond. I.e., know we that of all, nothing else matters excepting the growth we can gain with our soul.
Is that an E or an A? Accepting or accepting?
E.
Accept. Good. Okay, we want to be clear.
Accepting the growth we can gain with our soul. Know we the flesh is fleeting. The things men count great are nothing to us. The things we seek are not of the body, but are only the perfected state of the soul. When ye as men can learn that nothing but progress of soul can count in the end, then truly ye are free from all bondage, free to work in a harmony of law. Know, O man, ye should aim at perfection, for only thus can ye attain to the goal. Though ye should know that nothing is perfect, yet it should be thy aim and thy goal. Cease to gain the voice of the nine, and into my consciousness the words had sunk. Now seek I ever more wisdom, that I may be perfect in law with the all. Soon go I down to the halls of Amante to live beneath the cold flower of life. Ye whom I have taught shall never more see me, yet live I forever in the wisdom I taught. All that man is because of his wisdom. All that he shall be is the result of his cause. List ye now to my voice and become greater than common man. Lift thine eyes upward, let light fill thy being. Be thou ever children of light. Only by effort shall ye grow upward to the plane where light is the all of the all.
Interesting how they use effort there.
Yeah, they're efforting this last bit here. We have to work hard again.
Mm-hmm. And then that goes back to practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Then there is no perfection. So you're embracing that how? That's from the lower levels, your 14 degrees of separation.
Be ye the master of all that surrounds ye. Never be mastered by the effects of thy life. Create then ever more perfect causes, and in time shalt thou be a son of the light.
Perfect causes, what would they? Causes and effects.
Effects precede
the causes.
There you go.
Free, let thine soul soar ever upward, free from the bondage and fetters of night. Lift thine eyes to the sun in the sky space. For thee, let it be a symbol of life. Know that thou art the greater light. Capital G, capital L, perfect in thine own sphere when thou art free. Look not ever into the blackness, lift up thine eyes to the space above. Free, let thine light flame upward, and shalt thou be a child of the light. The end. So there weren't many caps in here at all.
Right, because it was all of the place of you are where you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that applies.
Why weren't there many caps in this?
Because this was all dealing with the lowercase, the little man, the little law, the little effort, the little action. Everything of it was making that rap was coming back in a place of where it is. He is where he is. So that's an ism. You have access to all of the knowledge and all of non-physical and all of source and all of the gates and all of the everything. And these super beings are supposedly bringing this information to your past and even before your past.
Mm-hmm.
So you can catch to now. It's sort of a great big twist. It's like handing someone a bag of sugar and saying, this is cotton candy. Well, it is cotton candy, but you got to spin the sugar out. before it's cotton candy. You see? But they're saying the bag of sugar is cotton candy. Well, it's not. It's got to go through a process. That doesn't require effort on your part. That takes the machine that spins out the sugar to make crispy balls of cotton candy. Right?
Yes, because this is not supposed to take effort on our part, even though they're kind of implying it does.
It can't, because the reason they told you why, because nothing's perfect. So now I'm supposed to take on perfect practice. If nothing's perfect, how does perfect practice help you? Because practice makes perfect. No, perfect practice makes perfect. But then the next word is there's no perfect.